Welcome to Garden Talk with your local growing experts from Booklift Gardens, where we help you grow.
Well, good morning, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer, and this is Garden Talk, brought to you by Booklift Gardens,
where we help you grow.
Indeed. We're going to be talking about gardening this morning. If you've got a question, something bugging you, something on your mind, give us a call. Our number is 245-1100?
It is.
Yeah. It's been such a long time since we've been here.
I know. October 23rd.
Right. Was the last time we were here for a live show. So
I know.
Welcome. I hope you guys have lots of questions stored up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've just been kind of, well, I traveled to Charlotte, North Carolina to see our kids and grandkids,
awesome.
Which was awesome. So that was one show we didn't do. Mm-hmm. Mona was a little under the weather
right?
one
and
time.
And then you went to Utah and ran like a crazy lady.
That's right. I ran my half marathon.
You did run a half marathon.
Yes.
You know, I admire that. I do. If I'm running, you should turn and run as well because there's something chasing
me. There's a purpose.
There's a purpose.
There's a purpose to run.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what a lovely day. It's going to be in the low 50s today, partly cloudy. Sunday is going to be a lovely day, again in the low 50s. Monday, we'll have some clouds. Tuesday, just a slight chance for rain. Through the week, we're looking for highs in the upper 40s with lows in the mid to upper 20s. The forecast for Thanksgiving is going to be sunny with a high in the upper 40s. So it's going to be
beautiful.
Nice. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. We've had pretty dry weather so far this month. We're only we've only gotten about a quarter inch of rain. That's leaving us right now about a half inch below normal for the year. But that's pretty darn good, considering how far behind we were earlier in the season.
We got a lot of good moisture there for a while, and then it seems like it just kind of
Petered out.
But I had a drop on my windshield this morning.
So did
I. Or two.
Wasn't that strange?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, hey, we'll take it. So, you know, we've got big happenings.
We do.
Before
we tell you about our exciting happening tomorrow, I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
And tell you how thankful we are for our loyal customers. We just love seeing everybody. And we would love for you to come in tomorrow at our holiday open house. And we can tell you happy Thanksgiving in person.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we've been hustling and bustling. And, oh, my gosh, the Garden Center looks gorgeous.
It is a festive wonderland.
Oh, it is. The poinsettias came in and the Christmas cactus, Norfolk pine. The greenery won't be in until next week. It's supposed to arrive. But that's okay because it only lasts so long.
Right. And
we have to be careful with it.
We keep the greens in a temperature controlled cooler. To keep them fresh.
Right.
So when you come to get them, they are fresh and lovely.
Right.
They smell beautiful.
Right.
So
they won't be here tomorrow, but they're coming.
They're coming. They're coming.
And the poinsettias are beautiful.
They are so lovely.
Yes.
So
yes.
lovely.
Yes.
Walking into that greenhouse, it can catch you unaware.
Exactly.
It's like, oh my.
I don't know how many times I've said, oh, that looks beautiful. Oh, that looks, because the little elves have been going around placing, we have plants everywhere. We have fountains running. We have, I just can't even tell you how beautiful
it
looks.
It's just lovely.
Yeah.
So Steph,
yes.
I need you to let folks know.
Okay.
What's the big deal tomorrow?
We are so excited. I mean, like I'm having to like.
You need to hold still.
I do. Okay. So, plus Sedona at House of Pearl has been feeding us some extra sugar, I think.
Oh, my.
Ooh. So, we have added this year to our holiday open house, which I, doing my research, found out this has been going on for like 40 years,
I think. It has been.
So, anyway, we are proud to carry on that tradition this year. But we added artists, a curated art show, where we have vendors, and so it's kind of like the farmer's market inside.
Right.
Because a lot of the artists are from the farmers market, so they'll be selling their beautiful artwork. And we're starting to see some trickle in as they open. So we opened up the East Greenhouse because our greenhouses sit empty in the winter. So we kind of brainstormed and thought, why not add on to our holiday open house?
Let's play.
And we thought if we got maybe 20 vendors, we would,
right, 20
you know.
20 artists to, right. to come in.
But we put that bug in a few people's ears and it took off. So Sedona Moon, who has House of Pearl and all the yummy, yummy food, she does the Palisade Farmers Market and the Love Market at Monumental Beer Works, and she's everywhere. She started handing out the applications. So they started rolling in. And Chenoa from this very radio show, who has a little business called Write It Down, I think. Or anyway, she's going to have a booth. And she started talking us up and handing out applications. And then Rebecca, our marketing person. Anyway, we have over 40 vendors. And we've probably have 25 people on the waiting list. Mm-hmm. And we're just thrilled.
And the art that's coming is
It's magnificent.
Amazing.
Right.
Everything from photography to painting.
Yes.
To woven things.
Mm-hmm. To pressed flowers.
Oh, just beautiful.
Like all kinds of jewelry. Gourds.
Oh.
There's a few ladies
there
from the Gourd Society.
And,
oh, my goodness.
The thing with the ladies from the Gourd Society, each of them has their own style. Their own technique. Mm-hmm. So even though there will be several spaces where there are gourds, it's not the same old.
Oh, they're just gorgeous.
Just
and
amazing.
You know what? I think one of the things that gave me the idea to do this is we have several artists that work for us.
We do.
One of our I don't even know what his title is because he does everything. He's a tech guy.
He's our IT guy.
IT guy.
He's our, oh my gosh, fix this pipe guy.
he's an abstract artist, which he's not going to have a booth because he's too busy working at Book Club, right. And then Lance, who's had his artwork.
Lance, and we're talking about Lance Williams.
Uh-huh.
And he has artwork in several different buildings around town,
and he has it retail area,
right? In Gallup.
See, I'm so excited, I can't even talk.
So
Sherry Vanna, that works for us, does press flowers, and she's done a few of the
so beautiful
the farmers markets. It's just we're like we display several local artists. There have their goods on consignment in our shop, in our retail area, and they'll have booths.
It'll be
CC
awesome.
Macrame Mother, I think she is, and the Kokodama.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be there. Oh, you have to come. Oh, and food trucks.
Oh, my gosh.
Sedona got a couple of food trucks coming in.
Sedona.
Yeah. Pali Thai and Colorado Q.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so excited.
You know, please come. Check out the artwork, wander through, look at the poinsettias and the Christmas cactuses. Come visit, grab a bite to eat. It's just going to be so much fun tomorrow.
It is. And there's free coffee, hot apple cider. Sedona's going to have some treats for you to pick up and try out and cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
Ah,
right?
So much fun. I know.
There has been so much scurrying.
Yes. And the other thing that made us think about doing this is I guess there used to be this the open house, the Sunday before Thanksgiving open house where all the floral shops and different businesses, so people could go from one business to the other to their open houses.
That was so much fun.
Right. And that's, I've heard you talk about it. I've heard Jeanette talk about it. And we're the last one standing.
We are the last one standing.
And we just want to keep it going.
We do.
Yeah.
We do want to. It'll just be awesome.
Yes. And we do have some spruce trees and some pines all, I mean, our breezeway is packed, is full of them. If you would like to decorate a tree outside, that would be really pretty too.
Right. And, you know, with a live Christmas tree, something that's in a pot, it is possible to have that tree in the house as a Christmas tree, then take it out to plant. But it can only be in the house no more than 3 days because the plant is liable to break dormancy. Yes. So a little trick is decorate your little live Christmas tree out on the patio or on the porch where you can still enjoy it for the days leading up to Christmas. Then on Christmas Eve, bring him in the house, enjoy him for Christmas, and then the day after Christmas, take it back outside and put it in, plant it.
Yeah, you can plant it right in the
plant
ground.
Plant it. If you're afraid that the soil is going to freeze, get the hole ready. Dig the hole when you get the tree home. Dig the hole. You're just not going to plant it yet. Right. That way, right after Christmas, after you've taken it back outside, you can just poke him down into the soil.
Pop him in the ground.
Give him a drink of water, and you have that little tree that you can enjoy for years and years to come.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So
we have instructions, so you don't have
we
to
do.
Remember.
We do.
We have instructions on
free
how to do it.
Instructions.
Exactly.
And we still have people asking, can I still plant? And so our theory is pretty simple. If you can dig a hole, you can plant this time of year.
As long as the ground hasn't gotten a big buildup of frost in it yet, you can plant. Dig a hole, plant it. Poke it in the ground.
Yeah.
Get her done.
And then winter water.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially with brand new plants, because their root system is so small, they really, really rely on us to help get them through the winter. A dry root system is a dead plant.
Right.
Dry root system is no bueno, man.
Right. Yep.
No bueno. So
okay.
We have been yesterday and today. The nice people from the Symphony Guild have been in.
The last two springs, they've done a fundraiser for the symphony where they sell our beautiful flowering hanging baskets. And it's been so successful that they ask if maybe they could do a fundraiser for the holidays. So, and this is all through the symphony. They did all the sales, but they sold Christmas cactus, poinsettias and Norfolk pines, and some amaryllis, some waxed amaryllis bulbs. And it's just been fun having them, and it's been successful. I think they've sold pretty much everything. We weren't sure, when you do all that planning, it starts happening in the summer, and you're just not sure. And since it's the first time thing, but they've done amazing.
Right. They were in yesterday for people to come pick up their orders. The last of the orders are being picked up today.
This morning.
It's just been... And these ladies, they are so delightful.
They are. They gave us treats. They fed us.
That's what our problem is.
That's adding to our sugar high right there. I know. I have calmed down since I got to tell you all about it.
So. Oh, that's good because you were squirming there for a minute. Well, we're coming up on our first commercial break. If you've got a question, something bugging you, something on your mind, give us a call. 245-1100. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer. We'll be right back.
This Thanksgiving, enjoy a fabulous feast with the help of Homestyle Bakery. Grace your table with delightful turkey-shaped bread, butter, cookies, and cupcakes. Pumpkin-shaped cookies, cupcakes, and cakes. Homestyle features 15 varieties of delicious dinner rolls, including whole wheat and gluten-reduced. And for the perfect finishing touch, 16 varieties of scrumptious, fresh-made pies. Order now. Homestyle will be open Monday, November 22nd for your convenience. Make this Thanksgiving even sweeter with treats from Homestyle Bakery just south of North on 7th.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Tim Hines, the owner of Adrenaline Vans, the Western Slopes' premier source for sprinter performance and accessories. We do aftermarket suspension, big brake upgrade kits, ladders, bumpers, winches, roof racks, auxiliary fuel systems. We offer a very unique solution for Mercedes sprinter performance, and we've had customers come from as far as New Jersey, California, and Southern Texas. We're located just off of Highway 550, a mile and a half past Target in Montrose, Colorado. Come see us at our website, AdrenalineVans.com.
At Murdoch's Ranch and Home Supply, we do Black Friday big. So big, we're stretching it out over 4 whole days, starting on Thanksgiving, when our stores will be closed, but the sale will be live on Murdoch's.com. Then, on Friday, November 26th, our doors swing open at 6 a.m. You'll get 20% off clothing and footwear, and 10% off most everything else store-wide. Plus, you'll find special deals on select items every day, all while supplies last. Yep, it's another big Black Friday at Murdoch's.
Do you think the home selling season is over when the weather turns cold? Not at all. Hi, I'm Bill Needham with the Home Buyer and Sales Team at RE/MAX 4000. Now is actually a really good time to sell. There's less competition and your house is more likely to get noticed. Check with us to find your free home value to let you take advantage of today's still strong real estate market. Because we take the worry out, call us any season at 256-7200 or visit us online at thehomebuyersalesteam.com.
This is Dr. Malavi with Advanced Heart and Vein Center. If you're having any concerns about heart disease or you'd like to see consultation for preventive care, if there is family history of high cholesterol or high blood pressure, we would like to sit down and talk to you. Based on that, we would recommend different kinds of either treatment or lifestyle modifications. You don't have to wait to have an issue or get sick to come and see us.
Advanced Heart and Vein Center, compassionate, high-quality cardiovascular care. 970-666-6770.
What does a school bell bring to mind? The day's end? Or the end of school entirely? As in, kids dropping out. At Communities in Schools, we're helping at-risk students whose ability to show up for school is jeopardized by hardships.
They've always had my back. They've always done anything to help me.
Anytime I needed support, they were there.
We work in schools to help kids stay in school.
Communities in Schools never gave up on me. They told me I can do it, and I did it.
See how we help all students succeed at communitiesinschools.org.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ, Grand Junction. The veritable plethora of apps now available is mind-blowing. But only one brings you the news and talk you love. Get the app at 1100KNZZ.com.
Welcome back to Garden Talk with your hosts from Booklift Gardens.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer, and this is Garden Talk. So while we're talking about gardening this morning, if you've got a question, something on your mind, something bugging you or concerning you, give us a call. Our number is 245-1100, 245-1100. So we had some fun last night. We've been having fun all week, but last night was an absolute treat.
It was. It was, the food was so good. So Sedona Moon, House of Pearl, we just talk about her all the time. She had her first full moon tea party. And I thought maybe a tea party, you know, hot tea, some little appetizers. It was a full meal.
It was a full plated meal.
Full plated. And how many people were there? Like 20?
I think we had 18.
18.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several couples. So it was like date night.
Totally enjoying each other's company.
It was so cool. But let's see. I'm trying to remember. The food was so good.
So she made beef Wellingtons, mm-hmm. or Portobello Wellington that was absolutely to die for.
Yes, wrapped in this beautiful crust. It looked like a pumpkin.
It was puff pastry with, was extraordinary.
New potatoes, asparagus, and then
the first course was an amazing salad.
Yes.
It was amazing.
It was. We'll keep talking, but we have a caller.
We do. Good morning, line one. What's your name?
My name's Sam. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam. How can we help?
Well, I've got two questions. The first one about mums. We planted some little guys a 2-inch pot, and now they're 2 feet high and about 3 feet across. They're doing great.
That's awesome.
Do I need to do to them?
Well,
anything?
At this point, I would leave them alone. I imagine there's probably still some green foliage down below.
Leave
them be until they completely go to sleep. The stems and everything are going to get dried up all the way to the ground. When that happens, you can do one of two things. You can leave them until about, let's call it the middle of February, and then go out and just cut them clear to the ground. I like to wait until February to do it, because I feel like it helps protect the crown of the plants just a little bit better. If you can tidy it up in the fall after everything has frozen back, you can tidy it up then. But with us never knowing whether or not we're going to have a really bitter cold winter with no moisture, leaving that extra stems up above kind of helps to protect the crown of the plant a little bit. The reason that I like to do that trimming in February is because chrysanthemums, they will wake up pretty early in the spring. And so I like to get out there and get that debris cleaned out before they actually begin to wake up. Rather than cut them down with a set of shears, I go out with a pair of heavy-soled shoes and just walk through that patch and break those stems just below ground level, so you don't have those sharp little stems sticking up out of the soil and busting your knuckles whenever you're out there trying to do something. So waiting until February when the stems are dry, but before those little plants start to sprout up again from the ground, I've found that to be a really easy way to do it. Don't have to get the pruners or anything. Just go out and walk those stems over, then rake it up, and you're done with them.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, the other question I had was butterfly bush. Is it better to prune those back in the spring or the fall?
I prefer doing it in the spring. And when I say spring, I'm talking you could do it about the same time that you go out to deal with the chrysanthemums.
Okay.
The reason, again, that I like to do things a little bit late, well, let's call it late in the winter or early in the spring.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on your perspective, is we're never sure how dry or cold that a winter is going to be. So if you cut them back in the fall, if we have a really cold winter, there's a chance that more of that plant is going to get killed back by cold and by dry. So you're hedging your bet a little bit by waiting until early spring to do that pruning, so that you're not as likely to have things freeze back harder than what you would prefer.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, that sure answered my question then.
Well, good.
Thanks for calling in.
Enjoy your show very much.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Sam. Happy Thanksgiving.
You also.
Thank you, sir.
Such nice people.
Such nice people.
Yes.
We do have nice people.
We do. So back to the tea party.
Mm.
We had it in our back room, the big room, because a lot of times they have full moon tea parties outside, so you can see that beautiful full moon, and it was glorious last night. but it's kind of cold.
It is
so
cold.
She's going to start. She'll have her tea parties. I think it's a monthly thing that she wants to do.
Well, there's a full moon every month.
I know, with different themes. Yeah, and if we happen to have two full moons in a month, we'll have two.
We'll have two of them.
No, so this is going to be an ongoing thing.
So, you know, this was a fully plated meal. So
yes.
It started, first course was a salad, and then the palate cleanser.
Which was the butterfly. It was apples cut.
It was a dragonfly.
A dragonfly, yes. And with some kind of cheese. Anyway, it was beautiful.
And then the main course, which was the beef or portobello Wellington with the new potatoes and the asparagus. Then that was followed by dessert.
Cheesecake.
Oh, my gosh. So this cheesecake had a toffee topping on it. It had berries. But the crust on that, did you catch the kick?
It was amazing. You should have heard the conversation at our table because we're like, is it in the caramel? Is it? There's something. Is it in the caramel? And then it was like, well, and the toffee, what does she call it? Her man?
Man candy.
Man candy, because it's toffee that has crumbled bacon in it, which she, I'm pretty sure, is going to be selling at her booth tomorrow at the market. But then we were like, it was in the crust, and she uses Roth's Inferno pretzels in the crust.
For the crust, to give it a little snap.
Oh, my God. And then that's not all, folks.
No.
We had...
Then there was the palate cleanser, which was the sherbet. And then let's see what else.
Well, underneath the tea, she had the teacup turned over. So when you sat down and turned your teacup up, there was a... beautiful little cookie.
Oh, a macaroon.
A macaroon. Thank you. I couldn't think of the name of it. Macaroon.
She worked.
Oh.
Days and days and days.
Plus, she's getting ready for her booth at our open house tomorrow, and she's also at the Love Market tomorrow, also, which is Monumental Brewing.
Good heavens!
She has so many things going. And this was a ticketed only. These will be ticketed only events because, well, she needs to have the head count.
Right. She needs to know how many macaroons
right.
to make.
And her website on Facebook is Lily Pearl's Kitchen. LILYPURRL.
Pearl, like pearl. Like purring cat. Pearl.
Yes, pearl, yes. And that's where you can purchase.
So much
tickets.
Fun.
So much fun.
So much fun.
Yes. So before I forget... this has been like a banner week. We had a visitor named Tony that calls into our show.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony, if you're listening, because that was a highlight of my week because he came in, he had a little aloe, well, lots of babies on this aloe plant, and he came in because he says, I think you're going to tell me I'm in trouble. Because it needed to be repotted.
Right.
And we're like, Tony, you're not in trouble.
The plant's name is Vera.
Oh, his plant's name is Vera. I didn't know that. So we just added some dirt, fluffed it up, and sent him on his way. But he was waiting for his ride. And so he said, is that Mona Dyer? And I said, yes, it is. And he asked right away, he asked me what my name was. I mean, what a gentleman.
He is a delightful man. Tony, you're a delightful man.
You are. And we got to hang out with him.
We did.
He went out and talked to Baby, our macaw, for a while. And I don't think Baby squawked at him.
I don't think so.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks for hanging out with us.
That's right.
Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
That was fun.
It was nice to see you.
Yes.
Nice to see you out and about. We've been jabbering and jabbering.
We have. And we would love to have a call.
We would.
Because we love to answer your questions.
And I just thought of something. If you intend on giving away amaryllis bulbs for Christmas, the big, puffy, flowered ones, it is time to come down and get those into your hands because we are running low.
We are.
Okay?
Plus, it's time.
It's time to plant them. So... they are easy to maintain. All you need is a small pot, no bigger than 2 inches larger than the size of the amaryllis itself. the width of it.
Mm-hmm.
You do need a little bit of depth to the pot so that the root system can get itself established.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I like to have a pot that is plenty wide at the bottom. You don't want one that's vase shaped.
Mm-hmm.
It's really better to have one that is straight up and down, or maybe one that's got kind of a fishbowl kind of shape to it, so it's got a big sturdy base.
Plus, if you use a plastic pot, set it down in a heavier pot.
Right.
Because as those shoot up and grow, they get tall and they get top heavy.
They get very top heavy because the amaryllis bulbs that we have, these are premium bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
There is no question that these guys are going to make a flower.
Some of them are starting to pop it out.
They are.
Not the flower, the little green.
Right. They are anxious.
They are
anxious. Mm-hmm. What happens when that great big stem comes up, you don't get a single flower on there. Most of the time, there are at least three flowers. I've seen as many as five blossoms on one stem. So here's this long stalk with these huge flowers on top. So the reason for finding a really heavy base for it is so the darn thing doesn't topple over.
Exactly.
They'll keel over. So,
and I give this advice from past experience.
Well, what happened?
Well, my friend gave me, I think I've had two of these gifted to me. They're wax covered amaryllis bulbs, and which the symphony got them for the symphony this year. We have never carried them before ourselves, but I'll just give you a little tip. We have a few coming in next week, I believe, with little sweaters like snowmen.
Oh,
anyway,
my goodness.
So these wax bulbs, you don't have to do anything. I know. They just sit on your table. You don't have to water them. You don't have to plant them in dirt. You just wait and watch. And so it got so tall, and I think it had four flowers, and I came home one day, and it was plopped over.
It tipped over.
It tipped over.
Off.
Yeah. So anyway.
They're so lovely.
They are. And just when you need to see that flower,
right,
you know.
Right. I typically will wait until the 1st of December to plant mine because I like to have some color the end of January and into February when it's been so cold outside.
Yeah.
And I'm so tired of looking at brown, dead-looking stuff outside.
Perfect.
So
timing.
I plant mine a little bit later.
Yeah.
But if you're looking to get something going for a Christmas gift for someone, you need to come in and get them quickly.
Yeah. And how about if you come tomorrow open house?
Come tomorrow.
And you could kill two birds with one stone.
Have some hot cider.
We have paper whites. Too.
We do have paper whites.
Did we have them and ran out?
We had them and ran out.
And kind of panicked because so many people were asking
for
them.
But then we were able to find some more. Robbie was
the
hero this day. Yeah,
I know. And she was so excited.
I'm
She's like, the paper whites are here. The paper whites are, you know.
We get tickled over the funniest things.
We do. But with, you all know we have trucking problems and delivery problems. Not just us, everybody. So, I mean, you see it at the grocery store. You see it. We have it, too. So we'll, like, try to order things, and we can't get them. Or we're, like, our poinsettias, even, coming from Denver, they were delivered a week late, and our house plants. And
oof.
We were scurrying, like.
Scurrying.
When I say we, I mean, like, every warm body that was under, in the greenhouse.
Was after it.
We were.
And for us, shipping plants, live plants, this time of year is a really big deal because those trucks have to be heated. Coming over the Continental Divide, things will freeze.
Right, and you never know about weather.
Right,
Anyway, it can get tricky. So
it can. Well, we're coming up on our last commercial break. If you've got a question, something on your mind, please give us a call. We'd love to visit with you this morning. Our number is 245-1100, 245-1100. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer. We'll be right back.
At Turner Toyota, now's the time to trade. 4Runners and Tacoma pickups are arriving daily. RAV4 and Highlander all-wheel drives are inbound too. Now's the time to trade. Turner Toyota needs your trade-in, so they're paying too much for 4x4 pickups and SUVs. The easiest way to trade is right on your phone at turnertoyota.com. You can drive home today and make no payments till next year. If you've got to get a new Toyota and you've got to get a great deal, you've got to get to Turner Toyota in Montrose right now.
Habla español.
Done.
What are you doing?
Have you ever seen that video of the Marine taking apart his rifle and putting it back together again in like 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing that, except for with furnace heat exchangers and burners.
Because you wanted to go all superhero on it?
We pow. Actually, no. This is just how I teach our techs to do it.
They do that during a furnace tune-up?
If they need to.
When would they need to?
If they think they see a crack during an inspection, this is the best way to confirm.
Do most heating companies do that?
Heck no. If it looks like a crack, they just call it a crack and charge the customer for a full replacement.
Where we take it apart and really inspect it so we know for sure?
We pow!
I love that we do things like that.
That's why you're Honest Abby.
It's what our Western Slope customers deserve.
And why going superhero is what we do at Western Power 1 Hour Heating and Air.
Wait!
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed. Also, the Army National Guard's education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Since 1959, Western Implement has been the go-to hardware store, helping you with all your farm, outdoor, and home projects. From farm and ranch supplies to tack, Western Implement has you covered. Located at 2919 North Avenue, or visit westernimplement.com, a proud dealer of Kubota and steel products.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Decreasing clouds for Saturday, Grand Junction 54, Montrose 52. Mostly clear Saturday night, 28. Sunny on Sunday, 51. 54 on Monday.
I'm a veteran. We hit a mine in Vietnam. When I came home, I didn't know where to turn.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory's been never giving up hope. My wife is always there to remind me we have a life to live.
DAV provides a lifetime of support, helping veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I am a veteran, but after I got out, I spent 2 years alone and homeless.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans so they can reach victories great and small.
My victory was finding the support to get back on my feet. Now I'm getting things right with my family.
I finally admitted, with my PTSD, I wasn't doing well.
But there's more to be done, and more victories to be won.
Now I wish I'd found DAV sooner. I am a veteran. My victory is just enjoying each day.
Help support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Getting It Right with Rick Wagner, Saturdays at noon on 1100 KNZZ and 92.7 FM.
Welcome back to Garden Talk with your hosts from Booklift Gardens. Call us with your gardening questions at 245-1100. That's 245-1100.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer, and this is Garden Talk. So we've got about, 12 minutes or so. If you've got something that's bugging you, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you this morning, 245-1100. 245-1100.
We were just saying on break that we've just been chattering away, so we would love to chatter with
you. We'd love to chatter with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, something that probably we should be thinking about right now is checking to see how dry or moist soils are outside. Mm-hmm. We have been pretty dry, pretty mellow and mild mm-hmm. over the course of the last several weeks. And it is not out of the realm of possibility that the soil out in the yard has started to dry right. out.
And over the break, I asked Mona, I said, should I give my rose bush a good soaking and my lavender and bushes, trees? Because I know I haven't really watered the rose bush because you don't want it to push new, right?
Right.
But now that's not happening.
Yep, not happening.
So Mona gave me some. Oh, we have a caller.
We've got a caller on line one. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Kent.
Well, hello, Kent. How can we help?
Well, I have some acorns that I planted. It's been several years ago, five to 7 years ago, and the trees are now coming up, or they've been coming up for a while, but they are only about maybe a foot or 18 inches apart, and the trees themselves are 5 to 6 feet.
Wow, you had great success.
I need to figure out how to separate those trees and plant them in different places without disturbing too much of the root systems.
So you say that they're only about a foot apart?
Oh, yeah, a foot to 18 inches. I have neglected to transplant them, you know, for 3 or 4 years.
Right,
so.
Right.
They are pretty good size. They're reasonably tall.
Okay.
Not thumb size, but one of the finger sizes and thickness. But they're not very far apart.
Right. Yeah. And you know, getting those guys separated is going to be difficult without damaging the root systems, because that close together, those little roots, they have gone out like spokes of bicycle wheels, and so the roots are commingled at this point.
Right.
So, I think pick the ones that you want to stay in place, then think about moving the ones that are in between. Or are you going to move all of them?
I need to move them all because I planted them in a location that is over my septic system, and that is probably not a good spot for them.
Right.
Because or for the septic system anyway. But,
sure. Okay. So what you'll want to do is figure what the halfway distance is in between each of the plants, because we're going to consider it like figure the halfway point in between the plants.
Right.
Okay, so that's your first line of demarcation is there. So you're going to make cuts in between each of those plants, but then hopefully you'll be able to cheat a little bit as far as additional root system by going out further to the front and back. So instead of a round or square root system, you're going to have something that's more oblong, rectangular shaped.
Okay.
So that you're getting more roots on the front and back, because you're limited sideways by the neighbor.
Right.
Okay. What I would do, rather than poke them directly into the ground, I would get some nursery pots, plant them in nursery pots, and let them root out in the nursery pots for, say, a year, and then plant them. I'm just afraid that if you were to take them and put them directly where you want them to grow, you're going to have some losses as far as losing the plants.
Okay. I was wondering, is there a way that I could maybe dig trenches on not between the trees, but along the edges, and just make that soil real soupy, and then, you know, try to remove them by washing away the soil as I dig them up? Or is that going to get rid of too many of the roots?
Well, you're going to damage some roots. And the other thing is, by making it soupy, you're not going to be able to see as well what it is you're doing. Now, you do bring up a really good point, though. From the standpoint of, as you're starting this process of getting these plants moved, before you do any digging at all, give the area a nice drink of water, and then let the surface of it dry out for 3 or 4 days so that you're not out there, you know, ankle deep in mud. Then make your cuts. But when you are cutting with that shovel, you don't want to put the shovel into the ground and pull backwards. What you want to do instead is put the shovel in the ground and push the shovel forward so that you're compacting soil around the roots. I think it would be best if you think about doing this whole process in stages. So give everything a good drink of water, and then go out and make the cuts between the plants first. That way you're severing those sideways roots first. Don't do any digging or moving yet. Just make that initial cut first.
Okay.
All right. Then give that a little bit of time to kind of settle out. Then go back maybe in 2 or 3 weeks and do the sides of them, the front and back, okay? And cut the roots on the front and back, but you're going to push the shovel toward the tree. You're not going to pull it away from the tree. You're pushing toward the tree to help compact the roots. By doing that, you're going to help get that root system. Yes, the root system is going to be harmed, but you're giving it a little bit of a chance to recover before you try to pick it up and move it. Again, I would recommend that you put them in nursery pots. Plant them in nursery pots. Get those filled partially with dirt so that you, as you dig each of those little trees up, it goes directly into that nursery pot.
Okay.
Directly into the pot. As you're backfilling with soil, try not to get too much soil over the top of the original soil that is the root ball that you've dug up, because those little plants are used to breathing through the very top of the soil that's there. If you put soil on top of it, you're liable to smother them.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to put soil in the bottom. You're going to gently lift those plants up out of the ground. If you can, I'm thinking the root balls are probably going to be maybe a 5 gallon size anyway. Slide something underneath those little plants before you try to pick them up. Even a plastic bag will work. Just slide a bag under there and pick them up, and then quickly get them into the pot, then get the plastic out of there. Because any soil that's lost is actually ripping away the tiny little roots, the tiny hair roots that are the most important part of that plant.
Right.
It's going to be a great winter project, because you really want to do this while those plants are sleeping.
Oh, sure. Right.
Okay. Once you've got them put into those pots, move the pots to a spot where it is somewhat shady so that the plants aren't going to be as affected by the sunshine hitting the pots, and the soil temperature is going to stay more stable.
You've been listening to
okay? So, you know, I hope that's of help. If something isn't making sense, drop by and we'll run through it again for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very Bye-bye. Welcome. You betcha.
Great. Wow, he's got a winter project.
He does have a winter project.
How cool to start those trees I know. With an acorn.
I know, right?
Yes.
Well, it sounds like we are almost out of time. Gosh, I hope you guys will come see us tomorrow for the open house.
755 26th Road, mm-hmm. First Street and I-70,
That's
basically.
Right.
We would love to see
you. We would love to see
you. It's going to be a fun time.
10 to 4 tomorrow. And everyone, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Blessings to you all. Take care.
Bye-bye.